Harper Audio presents Double Sin and Other Stories by Agatha Christie. Performed by Isla Blair, Joan Hickson, Anne Massey, David Suchet, Christopher Lee, and Simon Vance.
Double Sin. I had called in at my friend Poirot's rooms to find him sadly overworked. So much had he become the rage that every rich woman who had mislaid a bracelet or lost a pet kitten, rushed to secure the services of the great Hercule Poirot. My little friend was a strange mixture of Flemish thrift and artistic fervour. He accepted many cases in which he had little interest, owing to the first instinct being predominant. He also undertook cases in which there was little or no monetary reward, sheerly because the problem involved interested him. The result was that, as I say, he was overworking himself. He admitted as much to himself, and I found little difficulty in persuading him to accompany me for a week's holiday to that well-known South Coast resort, Ibermouth. We had spent 4 very agreeable days when Poirot came to me, an open letter in his hand. "Mon ami, you remember my friend Joseph Aarons, the theatrical agent?" I assented, after a moment's thought. Poirot's friends are so many and so varied and range from dustmen to dukes. "Eh bien, Hastings, Joseph Aarons finds himself at Charlock Bay. He is far from well, and there is a little affair that it seems is worrying him. He begs me to go over and see him. I think, mon ami, that I must accede to his request. He is a faithful friend, the good Joseph Aarons, and he has done much to assist me in the past." "Oh, certainly, if you think so," I said. "I believe Charlock Bay is a beautiful spot, and as it happens, I've never been there." "Then we combine business with pleasure," said Poirot. "You will inquire the trains, yes?" "It will probably mean a change or two," I said, with a grimace. "You know what these..."